the readout of your scale, or don't weigh yourself at all. Do not contradict what you have asked for with your thoughts, words, and actions. Don't buy clothes at your current weight. Have faith and focus on the clothes you are going to buy. Attracting the perfect weight is the same as placing an order with the catalogue of the universe. You look through the catalogue, choose the perfect weight, place your order, and then it is delivered to you. Make it your intention to look for, admire, and inwardly praise people with your idea of perfect weight bodies. Seek them out, and as you admire them and feel the feelings of that, you are summoning it to you. If you see people who are overweight, do not observe them, but immediately switch your mind to the picture of you in your perfect body and feel it.
Step 3. Receive.
You must feel good. You must feel good about you. This is important because you cannot attract your perfect weight if you feel bad about your body now. If you feel bad about your body, that is a powerful feeling, and you will continue to attract feeling bad about your body. You will never change your body if you are critical of it and find fault with it, and in fact you will attract more weight to you. Praise and bless every square inch of your body. Think about all the perfect things about you. As you think perfect thoughts, as you feel good about you, you are on the frequency of your perfect weight and you are summoning perfection. Wallace Wattles shares a wonderful tip about eating in one of his books. He recommends that when you eat, make sure you are entirely focused on the experience of chewing the food. Keep your mind present and experience the sensation of eating food, and do not allow your mind to drift to other things. Be present in your body and enjoy all the sensations of chewing the food in your mouth and swallowing it. Try it the next time you are eating. When you are completely present as you eat, the flavor of the food is so intense and magnificent. When you let your mind drift, the flavor virtually disappears. I am convinced that if we can eat our food in the present, entirely focused on the pleasurable experience of eating, the food is assimilated into our bodies perfectly, and the result in our bodies must be perfection. The end of the story about my own weight is that I now maintain my perfect weight of 116 pounds and I can eat whatever I want. So focus on your perfect weight.
How long does it take? Dr. Joe Vitale.
Another thing people wonder about is how long is this going to take? How long will it take to manifest the car, the relationship, the money, whatever it happens to be? Well, I don't have any rule book that says it's going to take you 30 minutes or 3 days or 30 days. I think it's more a matter of you being in alignment with the universe itself.
Time is just an illusion. Einstein told us that. If this is the first time you have heard it, you may find that it is a hard concept to get your head around because you see everything happening one thing after the other. What quantum physicists and Einstein tell us is that everything is happening simultaneously. If you can understand that there is no time and accept that concept, then you will see that whatever you want in the future already exists. If everything is happening at the one time, then the parallel version of you with what you want already exists. It takes no time for the universe to manifest what you want. Any time delay you experience is due to your delay in getting to the place of believing, knowing, and feeling that you already have it. It is you getting yourself on the frequency of what you want. When you are on that frequency, then what you want will appear.
Bob Doyle.
Size is nothing to the universe. It is no more difficult to attract, on a scientific level, something that we consider huge to something that we consider infinitesimally small. The universe does everything it does with zero effort. Grass doesn't strain to grow. It's effortless. It's just this great design. It's all about what's going on up here. It's about what we put in place, saying this is big, it's going to take some time. This is small, oh, I'll give it an hour. You know, those are our rules that we define. There are no rules according to the universe. You provide the feelings of having it now, it will respond.
There is no time for the universe, and there is no size for the universe. It is as easy to manifest $1 as it is to manifest $1 million. It's the same process, and the only reason why one may come faster and the other may take longer is because you thought that $1 million was a lot of money and that $1 was not very much.
Bob Doyle.
Some people have an easier time with little things, and so we sometimes say, well, start with something small, like a cup of coffee. Make it your intention to attract a cup of coffee today.
Bob Proctor.
Hold an image of talking to an old friend that you haven't seen for a long time. Somehow or another, somebody's going to start talking to you about that person. That person's going to phone you, or you'll get a letter from them.
Starting with something small is an easy way to experience the law of attraction with your own eyes. Let me share a story with you of a young man who did exactly that. He watched The Secret film, and he decided to start with something small. He created a picture of a feather in his mind, and he made sure this feather was unique. He created particular markings on the feather, so he would know without any doubt that if he saw this feather, it had come to him through his intentional use of the law of attraction. 2 days later, he was about to